Well, it was to still improving. Like to go under 56 was. I've been working very hard with that for a while. Last year it was about to getting my speed faster. Like you saw my 50 fly last year, it was very fast. Because I knew that I had to swim a faster 50 fly if I want to improve my 100 meter time. Because I had the same timing in 50 fly for 5 years, and I knew that I won't swim faster in 100 fly if I don't have the speed as well. So that's what I've been working on. Of course I need to still do the things that is my
specialty.
Of course, like I'm very fast the last 50 meters, but I know I also have to be fast the first 50 meters because I can't be 1 second behind others, like in the Rome 2009.
How close to a perfect race was yesterday?
Not very close, actually. It's very tough to do a perfect race. You saw my finish in the fly. Like I did a very long gliding into the finish. So
but that's exciting. So that means there's plenty of room to.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I think I lose a lot of timing and also the turning. I use the turn to rest to get ready for the last 50 meters, and my underwater kicks is very slowly just to get ready for the last swimming, because I'm very scared to get too tired in the turn, so it's very, I try to relax sometimes too much.
What about your expectations before the championship? What did you expect before you came here?
I expected to break the world record in the 100 fly. That was the plan. I knew I was very close during the Seto Pole competition in Rome, so I knew what I had to fix to be even faster. And then, yeah, the plan was to break it in the semi-final, because I know it's always tougher in the final with the pressure, and there's more feelings when I go in to swim the final. So I'm very happy I made it.
When you look at the fact that when you won in 2009, you also set the world record in here, you just won and set the world record. Can you say which one means the most to you in 2009 or 2014?
It's so tough to compare because everything is so much different now than it was 2009. I don't think many expected me to. Of course, I was the favorite in the final, but I was not the favorite before the competition started. So this time, everyone expected me to win all the time, and I expected myself to win. There was more pressure from myself and everyone else this time. I'm wrong. So that's why I'm very happy. I can handle that. I show to myself that it doesn't matter if I have the pressure, I can still swim fast.
Was it really hard to wait for the Olympics to come around to train your running? Huh? After running, was it hard to wait 4 years to get another chance?
I think 4 years goes very quickly. This year has been about just trying to keep improving all the time, to not like be too happy after the competition, to like try to have the still need to, but I need to improve, so I don't relax too much.
So as soon as you won last night, you set new goals for yourself.
Yeah, I have to. I don't know. Of course, I'm very happy about yesterday, but I know I can still swim faster.
After your world record last year in 50 butterfly, your coach said that you have to improve in start and in turning. The situation now is.
I will never say that my starts and turns are perfect. I will still keep improving some things, and I need to be stronger if I'm going to do a better start and get more explosive from the blocks.
How do you control your nerves when you do face so much pressure, both external and internal?
How can I explain that? I just try to think that swimming is a very small part of everything else in the world. It's really a tiny thing. I need to think it like that. There is so much more happening. So.
Is that easier to do as you get older?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think there is other things than swimming in life. I can't just think about the swimming all the time.
When you won in 2009, you were 15 years old. A lot of swimmers in history, when they're very successful at such a young age, have a lot of trouble continuing in their career. Now you're being in your 20s. What do you attribute to your being able to continue to do well, not just to continue winning, but get faster?
I think I'm much more confident now than I was when I was a teenager. You could see, like, my first 4 years in the international level, it was like I took medals every second competition. I took medals, and then the next one I didn't take medals, and then I took medals on the third one, so it was like not very constantly. So now when I finished school and after the Olympic Games, I started to swim with a group instead of training by myself. So I get more competition in the training. So I think that's why I'm getting faster as well.
You mentioned last night how you were so comfortable with butterflies and not so comfortable with freestyle. Has it always been that way since you were a kid?
Yeah, I think so. At least since 2008. I think always.
How do you explain that? What is it about butterfly that you're so comfortable?
That's always been the focus for me in the training. I swim the butterfly and then the freestyle comes second. I think before, after 2009, that's when I started to go more on the freestyle, because I needed something else to improve, because I knew the 100 butterfly would be tougher to improve the time all the time. So that's why I started to swim like 50, 100, 200 freestyle, because then I could do some PBs all the time in the competition. I felt like I was still improving in something else.
The Olympics, 100 butterfly is the first and second day of the schedule. Do you think now it's possible for you to compete also in 200 freestyle at the Olympics?
Yeah, it is possible, of course. Yeah, we'll see about that. Thunderfly will be my main focus. And then I will see what I want to do.
How much
I'm looking forward to it very much, of course. I have one more year to prepare, so I'm very happy about that.
How are you going to prepare?
I'm going to keep on improving in the training and still trying to beat the guys in training. I succeed with that sometimes, but not every time. But I will try to chase them in the training, and then I think I will get even faster.
Where will be your Olympic training? Where do you plan to go before the Olympic Games? Where to practice?
I think I'm gonna stay in Stockholm. So I think we'll be going to some training camps sometimes.
But mostly in Stockholm.
Stockholm is the base.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend in the gym?
Maybe 1.5 hours a week, something like that. 45 minutes, two times a week or something.
Is it useful for your progress?
Huh?
Is it just work for your progress in the speed, or you don't need to spend much time in the gym?
Now the focus has been on the swimming, and the focus is still going to be on the swimming, of course, because we're swimmers. The gym is more about getting stronger so I don't get the injuries and stuff like that, and try to get more explosive so I can do better starts and turns. And, yeah.
How long will be your holiday?
Yes, not after China.
Not much, actually.
Not much.
I'm going directly to Sao Paulo to race for a swim club. So I will be home for 4 days or something, and then I go directly to Sao Paulo racing for a week there.
You've been to a few of these world championships. Can you tell that it's getting tougher? You have to swim faster in the prelims and swim faster in the semis just to get into the final. Is there no room for backing off anymore in the early heats?
In the heats?
Yes, even if you are a top swimmer, do you feel like you have to pretty much go at a very high effort from the get-go?
I think when I'm tapered, it's easier to swim many fast swims. Like during the season, I have to swim easy in the morning to be able to swim quite fast in the afternoon. But now I when I'm tapered, I'm able to swim many fast swims. But I try, like in the butterfly, it's more possible for me to relax in the morning swims. But when I swim the 100 freestyle or 50 freestyle, it's not possible because I don't have that routine in the swimming, and I need to always do the fastest I can, especially 50 freestyle, of course.
Talk about your support that you get from your sponsors such as Arena and your federation. You know, in terms of not just providing you equipment and gear like that, but financially, how that helps you to continue to be able to train at your best.
Yeah, it's very important. I live in Stockholm. It's like one of the most expensive places to live in the world, I think. So all the help I can get is very important. So,
Did you get a bonus for that world record?
Yeah, of course. I think we get the bonus from, of course, Arena, and then FINA, and from the Swedish Swimming Federation. So
what's about the world record?
Sorry, we've got to stop it now because Sarah's time is precious. We need to just bring you outside to have